So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
All right, big issues, big guests, big win for sanity, and we want a bigger one in November. And I told you, the governor's race in New Jersey, of course, Jack Ciattarelli. Scott Presler making it national news, what's gone on with the three judges in Pennsylvania. But every time Scott's on, he's essentially out there in Bucks County around the clock, and I believe he's going to be here into the election day, and the thing he brings up, Sheriff Fred Herring, Jen Shoren. The sheriff joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Sheriff Fred, great work, great stuff. You could have waited till after the election, but we want to protect people. We want to do it in an efficient manner. What's your reaction to the judge's decision yesterday, Fred?
Well, I think it was a great decision. Obviously, I'm glad it went our way, but I think the judge listened to a lot of stuff in these couple of days of this trial, and just some of it, I can't believe, you know, some of the things that were said was just kind of boggling my mind, like the other side's attorneys didn't really talk to their witnesses too well. But I'm very pleased with the outcome, obviously.
So, Fred, as we understand it, and you've talked about the limitations, I think, for example, NBC 10 had it right. Their headline, Fred, was judge allows Bucks County Sheriff to work with ICE. It didn't say, Fred Herring now is going to be out there enforcing federal law or anything like it. They calculated it right versus your opponents who are trying to make people believe something that's not. I think the No Kings rally, this will be a theme in Bucks County. So exactly, what is it you would be doing? What's come out of this that's allowed that you're going to do?
Well, what's great is the judge didn't put any limits on it. He basically said, this is what the sheriff has testified to, and I have no problem with what he plans on doing. And it's necessary in, fulfilling public safety in Bucks County. And, this is two-pronged. One is, the county commissioners are saying, basically, I don't have the authority to do this. Obviously, they were wrong. I do have the authority. I don't answer to them as much as they'd like. But basically what we're doing is what I said months ago. We are going to be working, coordinating with ICE only for those people that have current warrants for their arrest or come through the criminal justice system. We are not asking people their immigration status on car stops or out on the street or stopping people or even backing up police on local police on calls and asking people immigration. These are only for people that have current warrants for their arrest or come through the criminal justice system for some type of criminal or law enforcement component. That is it. I've said this from day one, even with this great ruling that really, you know, allows me to do whatever ICE really would want me to help them with. I'm not doing that. I never did. So I'm staying on course. And the people of Bucks County should be very pleased and happy with this outcome, that the county is going to be even a little bit safer now by making sure that folks that are committing crimes in our county that are here illegally won't be here afterwards to commit more crime.
Yeah, I think there was even you'll go to ICE or ICE will come to you. In other words, we don't want this to fall between the cracks so that we have a situation like Blake and Riley, who was raped and killed by guys that should have been out of here.
Yeah. I don't know how any elected official or citizen in the country, let alone now I'm just talking about Bucks County, would want anything else but to make sure that they are protected and to make sure, listen, people's, you know, due process needs to be upheld. And I've been doing this now for 39 years. I never would ever think about, you know, that is not an issue. That is an issue. And we're guaranteeing it in this initiative. So, you know, the people of Bucks County, you know, in 2-3 years from now, when this, no one's going to even remember this program, that it's going to be a well-oiled machine working with the federal government to prevent crime. And people are going to be like, wow, I guess what Herron said he was going to do is exactly what he did. And he didn't deviate.
Go ahead, Fred.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, and you did this before the election, which is transparent, so that people have a chance to consider all this, rather than what some would do suddenly after the election, say we're going to be partnering with ICE. This gives people a chance to hear it. I just hope the media, and Fred, it's not just even ideology. I just hope they talk and take a look at the actual paperwork of what's involved here. And again, how in the world would you not want to be protected from these people falling between the cracks and committing more crimes on citizens in Bucks County?
Dom, you said it perfectly. I don't understand how anybody would be against that. This is a good, sound, methodical, thought-out, logical, legal program to prevent tomorrow's victim. I've been doing this since 1987. My number one goal was always to prevent crime and prevent future victims. This project, this program, delivers it. Delivers it, delivers it. And the people in Bucks County are going to be pleased. You know, I'll be doing this for another 4 years. You know, there are folks out there, they're making this into a political issue. It's not political. It's policing. You know, the problem is the folks out there talking about it don't know anything about policing. They maybe read a book on it once, but they don't know the first thing about policing. And that's certainly, you know, my opponent and Jen Shorn's opponent. You know, these two guys don't know anything, and they just maybe should stick to politics and leave locking up bad guys and making the community safe. Leave that for Jen and I.
That's what it comes down to. As I just said, Fred, the governor's race, we're really invested in that. But your race and Scott Presler, every time that he's on, he's a national figure, brings you up, brings this race up. I'm saying to Bucks County, this will prove sanity, simple law enforcement here with someone who's been doing it since 1987 versus people who, however well-intended, really don't know what they're doing. And again, this is common sense. How about your podcast, Fred? Did you cut one after this now? Have you done that?
Or the last one we did was last week. I didn't drop episode 22. I just filmed a quick video that we're going to push out on our sheriff's page in a few minutes, really explaining the court decision. We did a video like 3 minutes so people can understand. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people tell me all the time, even out and about, when I tell them what I'm doing, they're like, well, that doesn't really sound bad at all. I'm like, no. They're like, well, you got to push something out. I'm like, I've been pushing stuff out, but I'm going to give it one last college try here. And we just pushed out, you know, talking about five specific points that people are putting a lot of scare tactics into the public. And I think that's wrong. You know, You know, I've been doing this a long time. I think my record speaks for itself. You know, in Bensalem, you know, the Bucks County Sheriff's Office is about to be nationally accredited. We're the 15th agency in the Commonwealth, the only sheriff's department in Pennsylvania that has received that. That's the gold or the platinum standard of policing. Our policies are above reproach. But you know, the county commissioners won't be giving me any tile at a commissioner's meeting for that. I mean, they're not interested in any of the good stuff we're doing here in the sheriff's office. Not one. But listen, the men and women here are phenomenal law enforcement officers. They do a great job. I've asked them to go above and beyond. They're giving me 110%, and I couldn't be more proud of this office. And I can't wait to lead it for another 4 years. And we'll see what happens after that.
What's your boxing program doing? How's that? Is that starting up now in the middle of all this?
We're in full swing. We're getting ready to announce. I don't have the date, but we're getting ready to announce the winter program. We'll start. I don't have the date handy. I'll have to come back with you. But it's going to be like the second week in January. We're going to be starting to advertise for more kids. But we're full. We got a waiting list now. I started a 501c3. Well, I have a board. I'm just on the board. But we have a nonprofit, and we are going to all donations are tax deductible. The Bucks County Sheriff's Community Outreach. It's a nonprofit. We have our letter from the IRS. Before they all got laid off, furloughed.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank God we got that done before they got furloughed. We're going to expand. I want to make this program, I want to make it huge. I want to make it big.
All right. Well, look, my bartending skills, as limited as they are at your disposal, and we have to celebrate after this election on November 4th. So I'm sure there'll be some watering hole that will have us. Where do we find the podcast? Where do you get the podcast, Fred?
You get the podcast on YouTube, on Spotify, on Facebook, Instagram, wherever, Twitter, I mean X, wherever you would get your podcast, that's where we are. If you just go in there and put Law & Order BUX, it'll pop right up. And we are, I think, ready to drop episode 22.
Absolutely. Well, I only have 20 up. I got to catch up to you. You got 22.
Oh, you got to catch up.
Yeah, exactly. So we're working on it. Fred, congratulations. And again, we'll talk before the election. Thank you, Fred.
Thank you, sir. Thanks, Dom.
All right. There is Sheriff Fred Herron, ready to go. Does that seem reasonable in Bucks County? Watch on Saturday, though. The No Kings people will zone in on this. I'm not saying where I'll be, but I'm going to go out and try to observe. And Henry has hooked me up with some good recording equipment, I believe, from the last. I might bring it in tomorrow to get one more look. But I kind of think in Havertown, not too far from me, all those resistance signs, I think I can get some good sound out of that.
I think so.
Yeah, usually a softball or two, and then what the hell are you doing out of here? I want to observe up close all the songs, all the pageantry of the No Kings.
The magic.
The magic of it. Have you no shame? What does she say?
Who? Greta?
Greta, yeah.
How dare you?
Yeah, that's right, yeah. No, that would be a marquee guest in studio, Greta.
Oh, boy.
Oh, yes.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, that would be. I mean, nothing would top the Krasner. By the way, Frank Scales, I'll play it coming up. Frank Scales is out there in the field, the kid who unmasked Krasner. People love this guy. People honking horns, trying to get into his commentary as he mounts his Krasner campaign. And remember, he's over at Logan Circle every Saturday, 4 to 6, taking on all comers in debate, challenging some of the people who were eulogizing this week George Floyd, but attacking the police in downtown, right at City Hall, big crowd. The guy from Ghana is the star of this, though, homeless, shirtless, and stealing their chair. You can't make up the entertainment value of this stuff. Tomorrow, we're going to be talking with Scott Jennings, too. A lot to catch up with him. Got a lot more sound, too. We have Tim Kaine, the senator, the cat in the hat face guy from Virginia, defending the attorney general candidate who belongs in a straitjacket rather than anything else. And Pritzker, this guy, is a blackjack guy. He made $1.4 million last year playing blackjack.
I think that's awesome.
Is that, it's impossible for me to believe this guy.
Oh, I mean, I can totally believe it. Yeah.
You know what I was going to say?
Everyone has their voices.
I think this guy is riding so high, so crazy with this stuff, he would come on the show. So
you think?
Yeah. I think
he's a gambler.
Yeah.
he'd roll the dice.
You can tell him, say, I'm a gambler too.
He's hitting on 13. On.
Yeah. Tell him, you know, we'll talk gambling, but now he's, let's play his cut. Here's the latest Pritzker. Then we'll have Dom's Money Melody Hammer. He's talking about, and I know what he's doing, he's hoping Trump will squash Stephen Miller. His theme, Pritzker, the big guy from Illinois, is that Trump is really has dementia. This is cut 20. And Stephen Miller is jumping into the ring to kind of fill up Trump's brain. He's the brain of Trump. Trying to
but I mean,
him out. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I do think he needs help. And I don't think anybody around him on a day-to-day basis wants to get him any help because they have more power based upon his diminished capacity. Think about Stephen Miller. I mean, Stephen Miller clearly is the one pushing the tactics at DHS, at CBP, at ICE. He's clearly the person that is aiming to have Donald Trump become an authoritarian leader. And I wish that, people could, at least recognize that Stephen Miller is bad for the country and he is abusing the fact that Donald Trump has diminished capacity.
All right. So there we go. And he's trying to one thing about Trump. If a person gets too far out in front of Trump, you know this, you've seen it over the years, there's pullback. I think he knows exactly what Stephen Miller is doing. He likes what Miller's doing. He can't be on top of everything in these conversations with ICE and Homan and all that. Yeah, Miller is a brilliant guy. He's one of the most effective. A debate between Miller and Christie would be a slugfest like nothing I've ever seen. Now, I've debated both way back when with Miller. I forget exactly what it was. We were on opposite sides of this.
Hair.
Yes, there was that. He was with the then attorney general or the senator at that point from Alabama. And it was a national show. And I forget. And he was like coming out of a movie theater or something. He was just brilliant. It was all out. Mm-hmm. You could feel the ferocity of it. You know,
you can see it in his face when he speaks.
Oh, man, he was good. But Christie, when I had Christie that day, oh. Charging Rhino. He charges right at you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're going to need a lot more time with Dom. That was the seventh time that I talked with him. Never again after that. He actually told me, yeah, as far as working out, my staff has a schedule for me and they keep me on it. I don't know about that.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah, that doesn't seem too
very,
likely.
Very short break in
very
the schedule.
Very short. Oh, let's walk a half a block. Yeah. All right. It is time right now, though, without further ado, for...
It's Dom. Money Melody.
Has all the money gone?
All right, we are playing for a pair of tickets to see the great Joe Conklin with the City Rhythm Orchestra. Philly Sports put the music on Saturday, November 22nd at Cardinal O'Hara High School in Springfield, Pennsylvania, Delaware County. For tickets, visit joeconklin.com.
Yeah, Dom. So yes. Today on the side question, we were asking for that favorite Philly Delco kind of saying, word, phrase, colloquialism.
Brilliant on your part. You're the one to push. You got to give credit. Yes.
Oh, well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. So simply put, I am going to play you a band that formed in Delco. I'm going to play you a them covering the Rolling Stones here back in the 80s from Japan. I want to know the name of this Delco band that used to practice in the attic of the American Legion building in Wayne. All right, that's the only hint I'm going to give you. I want to know the name of this band.
Okay.
'90s band from Delco, Dom. Who is it?
I think I have a sense. And by the way, they capture the flavor of the Stones there, I think.
Oh, you think?
I think they do it pretty well. Yeah, not easy to do. I don't think that's a bad cover at all.
All right. They'd love to hear
90%
that.
Of covers, I think, are
oh, yeah.
Brutal.
I mean, the ones we're playing this
my
show.
My favorite. we might have to play it again. Taylor Swift Taylor. Covering Eminem. That used to be our all-time
oh,
favorite.
Gosh.
I think she was only 12 or 13, but still. The great Eminem. He's on my list, Henry. I had this with Dan. Dan got some of these people, but Greta Thunberg, say hello to Eminem. Say hello to Larry Krasner. Oh, man. I live for some of those interviews. When they're right there in front of you, you're stunned
mm-hmm.
to think it's happening.
Starstruck.
Starstruck, yeah. 855-839-1210. Hit us with that. You're off to see the great Joe Conklin.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
It's the Money Melody.
Where has all the money gone?
Show me the money.
All right, that's right. This isn't too convoluted today. I would say that with Henry. It's pretty straightforward. I'm in shock, and it's a good cover. All right, Henry, before we play it, what are we looking for?
We want the band playing here that is from Delco, simply enough.
Okay. And is it Gary in Newtown on this?
Yeah, it is Gary, yeah.
Wow, he's dipping his toe into the money melody here. Hey, Gary, thanks for dipping into this. What do you have here? What do you think the answer is?
Oh, my God, I hope I'm right. So I think it's the Hooters.
That's who I was going to guess. Sorry, Gary, let's hear it one more time. Let's go to Dave in Horsham. All right, Dave, who is it?
It sounds like Darius Rucker from Hootie and the Blowfish.
What the heck? Well, they're not Delco.
Yeah, Hootie's not from around here.
Yeah.
Right? They formed down at the University of South Carolina.
Okay. One more, then we may have to go to Clue City here. Let's go to David in Coatesville. All right, David, who do you think it is?
Brittany Fox.
You are so, you can't get any closer to Brittany Fox than this band.
Wow, that's pretty good. Any more clue that we have here?
Yeah, come on, guys. Does the slipper still fit?
Okay. All right. Now, God knows, there's only one guy I think that rivals on brand here. Robert's always on brand in his own way. Earl of Tacconi. And Joe, you know, they ought to come to him for branding advice.
Exactly, yeah. Right.
But I have to say, Zenos has that Greek diner, cowboy hat, jean-wearing brand going. And he's out there in Delco. I don't know if they see Upper Darby as quite Delco-ish enough.
Oh, totally.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think so.
What would you say the epicenter of it is? Collingdale?
I've thought about this before. I'd say Upper Darby has to be considered.
Yeah.
Havertown has to be considered.
Oh, yeah.
I even with some with the accents, like in like Ridley Park, CK, and like, man, there's a few places you could go.
All right, Zenos and Upper Darby. All right, Zenos, what's your answer today?
Dom, they got me on that one. You know, I thought it was the Hooters, too, but that's wrong.
Slipper still fits, Zenos.
I'm sorry?
The slipper still fits. Clock strikes midnight. Nothing.
George Thorogood and the Destroyers.
Where the heck are we? They're playing the alternate Super Bowl thing here.
Gosh, I didn't think.
Wow. I'm telling you, aside from all the daytime duties here, you put me in charge of that alternate Super Bowl. I'm getting the stones there. How do you like that to beat the NFL? I'm flying right there, guys. Here's what I'm offering
you. No one wants to see 80-year-old guys in concert.
Oh, the Stones and the Village People back-to-back all coming on stage with Trump. What do you mean nobody wants? They sell out still, don't they?
Yeah, but, like, the energy isn't the same. Like, you're seeing them just like, oh, man, I want to see them before they're gone.
Yeah,
you know,
okay.
One of those things.
Yeah, remember, I mean, I deliver you the Stones. You're stipulating I could get them. That's crazy, but I'd love to be involved in that, to see what they're going to do at that alternate halftime. I hope they don't end up where we go, oh, my God, is that all you got? All right. We may have to take it off air. Let's see. Say it again, the clues here, Henry.
Okay, this band is from Delco.
Right.
And I've been giving a lot of references to their name when I say things like the slipper still fits and the clock striking midnight.
Right.
It's referencing a very famous movie there that shares the name with this band.
Okay. Steven Langhorne. All right, Steve, what do you have?
The band called Naz.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, my God.
All right, that's it.
Are we kidding? I am floored on this one. Wow.
Any other clue you can come up with, we'll take them off air now.
Glam metal, hair metal, from Clifton Heights, Pennsylvania.
All right, Clifton Heights. Lou Zamuda. Famous advertiser from Clifton Heights. All right, 855-839-1210. Kirk will take those. He'll tell us when we have a winner. You go off to see Joe Conk. Oh, my God, it's getting worse. We were all over the world there. Hit us with that, 855-839-1210. I think those are pretty good clues. I'm not sure I have the answer, though. But all right, we'll get it before the end of the show. We always get a winner. All right, Tim Kaine, the senator from Virginia, is now not only saying, all right, I get it, it was terrible and all that, but he's offering defense of this jerk, the Democrat who's running to be the attorney general in Virginia. Now, he's a senator from Virginia. Listen to the claim. Now, this is a guy, you remember, bad enough he wanted his opponent killed, right? I think had passed already. And he wanted the wife to have babies dying in her arms. He wanted the cops to be shot so that they would know what civilians feel like. Listen to the Tim Kaine defense.
So you have condemned what Jones wrote in those text messages, but you, and there are no Democratic officials in Virginia who have called for Jones to drop out of the race. And Republicans are seizing on that as a political opportunity and basically saying, hey, Senator Kaine, you don't have the moral high ground here. What do you think of that?
Well, and look, the Republican gubernatorial candidate in Virginia has said some vile things, and we haven't called on her to drop out of the race. The voters are going to make this decision. The J. Jones texts were abhorrent, and they are indefensible. But I also have known J. Jones for 25 years, and I put that knowledge on a scale, and it weighs more than one really indefensible set of texts.
Yeah, and he talked about the stress and what he was going under. All right. Let's go to OJ, the other Jeff. There's two Jeffs in Hatboro. I don't know if this is the original or not.
This is other Jeff.
Yeah, the other Jeff. It's like the real Guido. I know he's out there. The other Jeff. Hey, Jeff, welcome in. What's the answer?
Hey, you remembered me. Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah. Good old Cinderella, fellas.
Nicely done.
All right, nicely done. You are the Money Melody winner after a long battle today. Enjoy.
Oh my goodness.
Enjoy Joe Conklin. All right.
Nicely what did I need
played,
to say
Jeff.
There?
Yes.
Ugly stepsisters? Or?
Yeah. I thought you did a good job with the clues.
I
all
do
right.
too.
Thank you.
All right, coming up, AOC in the big town hall last night, other than public policy, interesting comments, she says, on how Republicans have bamboozled young men, really messed them up. We'll play you that. An all-time great coach, not. How does this guy keep on getting big jobs, paid millions of dollars a year? Bucks coach Doc Rivers, all-time voice, too. The guy wakes up raspy rather than help, but
Dom, you can't do this to me.
Yeah, the Doc Rivers. Talks about ICE in Chicago and says, this is not this country. It's not his country. This is a guy who a team would throw as a pretend zone defense against him, and he would just fall on the floor and his team. Now he jumps into the ICE lane. I will play you some of that, or I have some of the commentary on that. 855-839-1210. Let's talk about Dr. Benz for a moment. My friend, board-certified prostodontist, my dentist now for 10 years plus, Dr. Robert Benz. I've told you about all the infrastructure news, all the stuff they have. We've gone into great detail, how they make your teeth. It's magic there. But now they've really added something important for listeners. Dr. Benz and Dr. Cooley Benz are thrilled to welcome a new prostodontist. So that's two prostodontists there. It frees up more hours for you, your schedule. It's their daughter, Dr. Emily Benz. Dr. Emily is thrilled to join her father in continuing to provide the highest quality care and solution-based treatments for the most complex dental challenges. As I mentioned, Dr. Benz has taken me through a lot of things, convinced me, good for your oral health. You will get the same treatment that I get and on the road to great dental health and a great smile. So get on that road. Do it now. Make the initial appointment. You know, evaluation. You evaluate him. He tells you what he sees, what can be done. Call Dr. Benz now at 610-272-6949. That's 610-272-6949 or visit BenzDentalGroup.com. B-E-N-T-Z DentalGroup.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, Dom Giordano show. Stop the deluge of calls. We have a winner here on Dom's Money Melody. Okay, nice try.
I know you're probably, everyone's probably on the line trying to get in.
But Stop calling. Keep those lines open here. All right, we have to settle all that business. So we got that going on. Phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push #1210. So AOC last night, I've been building up to this all show, but we had all this other stuff here locally, is talking about young men and the appeal. We had on the guy that was the Trump coach, not just Barron Trump, this, what was his name, Brucewitz, I think, who encouraged Trump, the bro tour, not just Joe Rogan, even though Trump went there for 3 hours without a bathroom break, as I remember it, but hitting all these guys, some of them who I think are dubious, and how the turnout among young men, the secret in political campaigns, Henry, that I'm always looking for is not the obvious. I'm looking for stuff that's going to take people that are a little bit apolitical, maybe not voters or reluctant voters, to hit them. One single issue, that's usually what it is, that are going to turn out. Best example, the trans stuff competing against females.
Mm-hmm.
It's an 80-20 issue, and it takes people to open and go, whoa, wait a minute, look at this. I hate that dude. You're kidding me, right? What do I do about it? They might be compelled to vote. That's what we're looking for. So this whole idea of young men dating down, what's the reason for that? We got Henry right in the center. Dan's outside that target, happily married, the whole thing, a kid on the way. He's of no use on this anymore. You take over that. And we were talking before the show about an aspect of this. But listen to AOC last night talking about young men on this town hall and how, in her view, healthy masculinity is being thwarted, I think she's talking about, by Republicans.
And they are able to radicalize and target and exploit a generation of young boys, in particular, away from healthy masculinity and into an insecure masculinity that requires the domination of others who are poorer, browner, darker, or a different gender than them. And that is why they are resonating online, because they are appealing to the most basest and worst parts of human nature to divide.
All right. If you have more of that, we'll play it tomorrow. Okay. That when she went forward, what the reaction was. But, you know, we have seen, fair point. I've said, how many years have I said this calmly, not crazy, not the, look, I don't like some of these guys. That Theo Van guy, whatever the hell he is, you know, it's just ridiculous.
He's having a tough time himself.
Today. Yeah, right. I mean, some of these guys are toxic. I'm not a big Joe Rogan fan. I think it's, I don't agree with him on a lot of stuff. He's all over the place. I think it's moronic. Oh, man, he's the biggest guy. That's my take. Okay. But there are problems here, and some of it is the Democrat Party. How many years have they taken white males, straight white males? In other words, they've advanced minorities, they've advanced the cause of LGBTQ, et cetera, and they have advanced all those elements and basically told, here's how it works, how I would say it. The Kennedys were some of this stuff, and now there are other people. I deserve white guy like Matt Bradford out in the Montgomery County suburbs. He's the powerhouse, but he calls every other white guy, Matt, you coward, racist, all these types of things. It's a Larry Krasner thing. Larry Krasner, white guy, should be in charge, but he confronts Frankie Scales, and he's reading Mein Kampf. He's a Nazi, all this stuff. But it's deeper than that. How many times have we heard that phrase, normal masculinity is toxic? And I think she's linking it to a bunch of other stuff. But Henry, we were talking before the show about, I'm looking at an article. It was about nose rings, of all things, which we probably get to tomorrow. It's more of a Friday du jour.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. About the feminists that wear nose rings. It's a tell more than the hair even. But we were talking about how many young women are actually feminist across the board in a bad sense. And my take is not as many as we were being told that are. I don't think they're feminists. So where is this coming from? Certain colleges, certain influencers, the AOCs of the world. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine dating AOC. It's not worth the trouble. I can't even imagine. Maybe she's not, though. Maybe she's more down to earth than a dating. She's with a guy.
I always think these people are putting on personas when they go on TV or they're speaking on Capitol Hill or whatever.
Some of them are not.
Like, some of them aren't. No, I'm
like,
sure some of them are.
Like old Katie in California.
Oh, Katie Porter, yeah.
Yeah, she dumped
hot
mashed potatoes on the husband's head. First of all, didn't this guy see it? What did he do when she dumped the mashed potatoes on his head?
Yeah, what
did he,
what
just did he take
do?
It?
What did he say? Like, what did he say to get her to go, this idiot?
That's the tape I'd like to see, the mashed potatoes with her. So your take on this, you think there are more of these and it messes up dating and relationships?
Yeah, I wouldn't say the number's as high as that study indicated.
It?
What, someone with a nose ring? Or
a
feminist?
Some of the feminists.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, in college for sure, yeah.
I mean, what clued you into it? Were they arguing about what?
Did you offer to pay on a date?
No, I can't go on a date.
No, it would just be like just hanging in like a friendly setting and like you say something, you do something. It's like that's a microtransgression. And it's like, what?
Wow, you actually had.
Yeah, and they like point it out and correct it right away. I'm like, all right, sorry.
And this
like,
was
my
at
bad.
Bloomsburg?
Yeah, Bloomsburg University.
Wait a minute, Bloomsburg? We've hit, Kirk, I've hit the mother load
wow.
here. Yeah. Dan's out on this stuff. We have to go to Henry on this now. He doesn't have those things. What did you say back?
I just, it's kind of like either you appease them or they're just going to come at you for like the rest of the night and just be like, you really should, you know, start saying it like this. And it's like, okay, thank you. I appreciate that. I'll take that into consideration.
Wow. And that's a lot of pressure. I mean, I thought it was simple stuff like who pays. I have a thing about that.
No,
they
still expect you to pay.
I got to pay. I just do. And I told Roe, if you're making more money, I'm working another job. Yeah, but well, suppose you're working two jobs and you're not. Then it's on. Yeah, exactly. So I'm a bad candidate for this. How about in a dating situation? Do you experience any of that?
Like
ask for a date? Is there something you can't do?
No, as far as I know. I've seen people be ridiculous in the way they ask girls out. So, I think there's no... You might get a dirty look or, like, slap, but it's no different than... how it was 40 years ago.
Do you ever see these guys and you think, with a line like that or what they're doing, that never, they just have in their head, I'll ask 100 women that way.
Something will stick. Yep.
Something will stick. Oh, my God. All right. Love to get you in on that. And it'll be continued tomorrow because a big piece on nose rings and women and the septum and all. These are actually pierced.
Yeah, right in the middle of the nose. We can get into this a little bit tomorrow, but yeah. I think if you have a nose ring on the side of your nose and the outside, yeah, that's fine. I'd say a lot of people do.
I would agree with you. That might even be slightly erotic.
But the door knocker right in the middle of your schnoz?
No. How's that erotic? Yeah. What does that tell you? Just like I think the belly button ring is respectable eroticism. I think it's a good thing.
Okay.
All right, there you go. Right. On the record. Hey, now. Before tomorrow.
Yeah.
You don't weigh on that. Friday, you didn't like that. Nice belly button ring you have there. All right, but Henry committing microaggressions at Bloomsburg. Wow.
I can tell you those types of girls were few and far between at Bloomsburg.
Okay. All right. 855-839-1210. It is the lightning round next, and AOC there. Oh, my God. You know, the moderator's got to challenge a little bit more in these things because the audience certainly did last night with Bernie and AOC there together. You got to be the challenger on this. 855-839-1210. We want to crown a winner. This has been great. And again, thanks to Henry getting on the dialect coach. Wonderful. We got to have her back. The demand is there. And no, I'm not going to go and take a lesson after this on the high L or whatever. Yeah, that's what it is. All right. Glisten. Oh, that was tough. All right. 855-839-1210.
The time has come for the final test.
We usually call it the lightning round.
Yes, great stuff today. A lot of fun with the dialect, accent, Philly expressions. Let's go to Phil in Delaware. All right, Phil, what's yours?
Hey, good afternoon. I happen to be going into the Coney Island area, and one of the biggest things that stood out was forget about it.
Well, absolutely, yeah, but that's kind of New York. Okay, we put you on the...
Yeah, I don't know about that one.
We don't say that here, I don't think. No.
No.
Chris in Malvern. All right, Chris, what do you have?
I went to a wedding in Ohio where I met a local girl, and the next morning, she found it endearing how I said coffee.
Whoa, wait a minute. There's our dating tip of the week here. Say, wait a minute. Yes. Let's hear that again. We'll see if people are, you know, we have people passing through visiting. They might find it endearing. Oh, what happened there? All right.
Oh, we lose him?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Hey, come over to my place. We'll have some coffee in the morning.
That's so endearing. Gary in Newtown. He already got her the coffee, though, the next day. Sealed the deal. Gary, what's yours?
All right, I gotta get off the mat and go out for round number two. I didn't even know I was in round number one when I got knocked out with the Hooters. So anyway,
watch it there with the Hooters.
You spent $150 million in ad campaigns for trans with the Trump campaign. Remember you'd say that?
Yes.
Okay, I don't understand the word, but somebody's spending millions and millions of dollars all over 95 for the John Morgan.
I don't
get it. I don't understand it.
You know what? Thank you, Gary, for that. I see myself as quintessential Philadelphian, South Philly. The John thing, that's the hipster type of thing. And then John Morgan is trying to play with that on top of it. It's all bad.
You got to say it right, though.
The John thing is just...
It's not John.
John. Yeah, but the John thing is like anything, right?
Yeah, it's a noun.
These are the same people. Here's my indictment of not getting Philadelphia. Complain all the time. They're like newbies, and they moved here. Why couldn't you park in the middle of Broad Street? You park there because that's where the space is in South Philly.
Yeah, totally.
Exactly. Yes, of course. And the Earl of Tack Coney. Earl, what's yours?
If you don't hang up on me today,
okay.
You want to take my answer? I want to tell you. It's Juana.
Juana is a good one. Juana. Back from the Byzantine Empire, Joe of Exton. Joe, afternoon. What do you have today, Joe?
Yes. Hello, Dom, and good afternoon.
Afternoon.
A proper name that gets butchered is Eric. E-R-I-C becomes Eric. A-I-R-I-C, Eric.
Thank you. I thought there might be a tale from mythology with an Eric the Great or something that might go there.
Back yesterday, in Carthage. They
yesterday, the Byzantine thing, that even for Joe, there are limits. You know, there on Twitter, there's a Joe parody account of what Joe of Exon said. Keep them coming. By the way, AOC blames accounting firm
Deloitte for
pollution. How are they polluting? Polluting rivers.
It's all those spreadsheets.
Yes,
they're still using paper ones.
Oh, my God. All right, so, Kirk, who did you like?
The answer is Cinderella. Stop calling.
Yes.
So I'm going to go with Robert with Bensalem.
That was
Ben
a good
Salem.
One. Yes.
G. Joan Columbus, that was another good one with the, you know what I mean? And then Chris and Malmer with the story of triumph with that, the coffee.
Look, that brought it all together for me. Chris and Malvern, that was genius. You brought the coffee, and you brought it into something that was a dating tip. That guy speaks funny. That's endearing. That's a winner. Put his name into the hat, Chris. Thanks for the advice out there. Guys, write that one down. Come on, we need any help we can get. All right, so tomorrow we have the great Scott Jennings. We have Dinesh D'Souza. And I love this story of Philadelphia City Council cracking down on these. It's not Open Table. It's another group. When you book reservations, they're kind of selling them. And then restaurants are shorted when people don't show up. Ugh. And the guy says, hey, you're a communist, apparently, if you think they should be reined in a bit. Yeah, any kind of scalping, I don't think is necessarily capitalism. I think it's something that we might talk about that tomorrow. I might get them on. All right, Richie, always next. Kudos to Henry and Kirk producing today.
You.
Particularly the dialect woman, Suzanne. Anytime I'll bring my dark L or whatever, high L or all that stuff. Glisten. Richie always doesn't have any kind of Jersey accent, right? I don't know. You have 4 hours to determine that. Dr. Zioli next. Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Tom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.